Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 19 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, Friday morning, May 1st. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have the opportunity this morning and pleasure to visit with the Clarinda for the Clarinda Chamber Connection. Thanks to Fine Services, Brian Fine, PCSB, and Farm Bureau Elizabeth Davison that make our visit possible. We sure appreciate it. And this morning, we're going to have the opportunity to visit with Rod Eberly, the A's General Manager, the Clarinda A's. Rod, good morning to you.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing good. It's Friday and the sun's out. It's a great morning. We need that sun to stay out.
Yeah, we do. That's for sure. That is for sure. Does it kind of make you think of baseball season, Rod?
It does. You
think about that all the time, though.
15, 20 degrees, but yeah.
It'd be a little chilly out there this morning, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, it's getting closer.
So, Rod, you've pretty much been involved with the Clarinda A's your whole life, haven't you?
Correct. Yeah, my dad started this, and we're heading into our 71st season.
Wow. So that's pretty remarkable. That is pretty – I mean, the history with that goes back 71 years through the evolution of the A's and the baseball, the way it's changed over the years, the number of major leaguers that you've had play, it's pretty crazy, pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we've been very blessed in the community, you know, to continue to support us for this long. With the ever-changing landscape of college athletics, for a program to last this long that's done by all volunteer work, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. So let's talk about it, because season's going to get underway here, well, the end of this month, right, Rod?
Yeah, correct. So we just entered May already.
Yeah.
You know, our first home date is actually May 30th.
So May 30th, home date. Bring me up to date, Rod, a little bit of just tickets, availability, season tickets, when your games are. Give me kind of just that general overview of what you experience when you go to a game, Clarinda A's game.
Yeah, we're heading into our, actually it's the 30th season, excuse me, of the Mink League itself, which is pretty awesome as, you know, this day and age and summer baseball landscape. And so we will start ours, like I said, May 30th, and we will have around 25 home dates, and you can just walk up to the gate and buy tickets. I believe adults are $5, kids 12 and under are free. You can buy at the gate there season tickets. A family season ticket is only $50, and a regular one is $40. So very, you know, friendly. We believe in family and getting community down there to watch games. And, you know, it's a great atmosphere to come see kids that are playing college baseball from all over the country. We'll have guys from Texas, California, Iowa, Missouri, you know, Alabama. So it's a neat experience for the family. And like I said, it's very friendly. Family-friendly cost-wise, and that's kind of how they started it, and that's how we've kept it.
You kind of you can see some real high-level baseball, too, Rod, if you want to see some good baseball right there.
Yeah, correct. We like I said, we have guys from all over and from all levels of college baseball. We'll have some Division I players, and we'll have NAIA players. So there's good baseball at every level, and these kids are coming here, you know, chasing their dream.
You bet.
Hopefully continue and try to get better.
So at this point, like you said, season opener is May 30th. So at this point, is the team all put together? Are you still working out some details? Where are you doing right now? What are you still working on getting ready for the season?
Right now, we're just basically getting ready to make sure our financials are all in order for mm-hmm. the summer and what that could entail and any surprises we could have expense-wise. But our roster is complete. And you could go on Facebook. We have a Facebook page that will have that roster. And we also will be on an Instagram account, which I'm just learning a lot about this stuff. I got a young a young guy from Northwest Missouri State that's going to be our intern this summer that's going to be doing all that. So
yep.
That should help get us into the new century here.
That'll help. I mean, and you could probably follow that, be a lot of information on that. Going through the season, then, if you want to keep up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, very cool. So the team, the roster's put together, just working out some of those final details. One of the other thing things that's really cool about the A's is you have people in the community host your players. They that's all lined up at this point as well.
Yeah, we actually are still looking for three homes, but that's the lifeblood of our program, to be honest with you. Without the host families, we couldn't do what we do. They take them into their homes and treat them like they're one of their own kids, and create very good relationships for lasting years to come. So we're pretty excited. We got 8 returning players this year on our roster, so we're doing something right where kids still want to come back.
We are visiting with Rod Eberle, the general manager for the Clarinda A's. It is the Clarinda Chamber Connection. Thanks to Fine Services, Brian Fine, PCSB, and Farm Bureau, Elizabeth Davidson, for making our visit possible. So you got the team put together. You're working on some of the preseason stuff, still looking for maybe a couple of homes for a couple of players. But other than that, you're pretty much ready to go.
Yep, we feel like we're pretty ready to go. You know, we're still working on a few nights that people sponsor. Companies do the home games sometimes. They sponsor nights and kind of promote their companies and things like that. I believe the Chamber is actually doing theirs on June 18th this year.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, they're very excited about it, and they do a great job and come down, and, you know, it's a free gate, and then they give out prizes and shirts and things like that throughout the night with, like, A's Bingo and things like that, and it's a pretty cool night, and, you know, we'll have 5 or 6 of those kind of nights throughout the summer that will all be posted on our Facebook page and Instagram also.
Okay. That's June 18th.
That's June 18th is the Chamber night.
Your opening night is KC, is that right?
Yeah, we're playing the Kansas City Knights.
Okay.
So it's a team out of Kansas City. It's a non-league game.
Okay.
To open up the season, and then they go on the road on the 31st to Carroll for our first Mink League game.
Okay. And then the Clarinda A's, the Chamber night that you're referring to, they play the Chillicothe Mudcats, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that is a league game and always a very competitive team out of Chillicothe, Missouri. So that should be a fun night to bring the family down.
I'm just curious, Rod. So you mentioned these players are coming from Division I, NAIA, from all over the country. When will they all get in town? And when you start putting the team together and practicing, I mean, it's May 1st. How does that team come together between now and May 30th?
It's kind of unique, actually. most of these guys won't get in until that last week of May or after. So, you know, for summer baseball, it's my brother Ryan is the manager again. I think he's into his 25th season.
Wow.
Their job is probably the most difficult job, is to try to get all these guys going in the same direction, you know, and in 2 months. It's probably one of the most unrealistic things in the world, but
kids, but you do it. You know, you do it.
Kids are used to being part of a team. And,
they're
getting here and they show up and they get thrown into the fire. I think they'll have 3 days of practice for the first game. Then they just go. So after that, I think we have a date. You know, we start in June 1st where we have 3 home dates with Topeka, Kansas, and then I think they have like 18 straight games.
Wow.
Well, get after it right when they get here.
Well, they go right into it, but like you said, they've been on a team their whole life, these young men have,
right.
And they know how to play baseball. So you just kind of work it out as you go then. So they know what they're doing.
Sure.
So, and you've had, man, people know this, Rod, but 35? Is that right? 35 of your players have gone on to the major leagues?
Well, I believe we're actually at 43.
Oh, 43. Well.
Yeah, we have one kid that made it through to the bigs last year with the Marlins. Eric Waugeman was his name, and he was here in 2016, and he's now with the Twins. So, you know, we're still getting very high-caliber players to come through our doors. We're very lucky, like I said, with the community support we have. They continue to you know, financially help the program and support us. You know, we thought 5 years ago, we didn't know where we were headed.
Mm-hmm.
And the community continues to step up. And without them, obviously, you can't do it. But they seem to love the Clarendon A's and the Boys of Summer, so we keep putting it out there.
There you go. Rod Eberle with me this morning, the general manager of the Clarendon A's. Rod, if you would, tell me again, opening night, what people need to do, just come down, get a ticket, and enjoy the game, I suppose. And then tell me again about the chamber night that's coming up one more time before I let you get away.
Yeah, we open up May 30th with the Kansas City Knights. And, you know, you can come down, like I said, it's, I believe it's $5 to get in to the game for adults. Kids are free. And you can buy season passes there for family and just regular people. I think they're $40 and $50 for those. Which is a bargain if you think about it. If you go to five games, you've already paid your deal.
Uh-huh.
So, and then, you know, we have several free nights, but one that we're highlighting is the June 18th. It's a Thursday night against Chillicothe. Will be our chamber night. And you can come down, and they're going to be handing out food at the gate, giving T-shirts away and drawings and all kinds of different prizes. So it's a great night by chamber night. They put on a real good show, and hopefully the A's will put on a good show on the field to make it a great night.
So the 71st season is upcoming, and really, is there any better way, Rod, to go enjoy an evening throughout the summer, sitting in the stands, grab a hot dog, grab a pop, and watching a baseball game?
There's not many that I can think of.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great deal to go down there and kind of a little bit nostalgic for you too, even as an adult, to come down and watch the game. Not as a lot has changed down at the ball field for us, and we're excited again this year, you know, to have the Clarendon Fire Department putting on a fireworks show on July 3rd for us again this year, and hopefully people will support that too. And they do that every year, and they do an unbelievable job there at the fire department with Roger Williams leading that crew. So
he's a good one, isn't he? He's a good one.
He's great.
Yeah.
We're very excited to have all that. And if you don't mind me mentioning, we're having our parents' weekend over July 4th weekend, which we'll also have a golf tournament on July 3rd. So
okay.
A busy summer for us.
Absolutely. Maybe we should check in about that time and talk about it again, Rod. That might be a good idea. So
hey, that would be great.
Sounds
we
good
appreciate
to me.
The support and coverage, and look forward to having a great summer.
Very good. Rod Eberle with me, the general manager of the Clarendon. Anything else, Rod, we want to make sure that we get out there this morning?
Well, no. Just keep on our Instagram and the Facebook page and things like that for free nights. Like I said, we'll have five or six other free nights besides the chamber nights on the 18th, and people can come down and enjoy getting in free to watch the game.
Very good. Enjoy, and it's going to warm up a little bit, Rod. There's not going to be frost when you're playing baseball.
I hope not, but hopefully it will be a beautiful spring for us here in May, and get ready right into June.
Very good. Make it a good one. Thanks for your time, Rod.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Rod Eberle with me, the Clarendon A's, and there you go. Again, I think there's just aren't a lot of better ways to spend a summer evening or a late spring and just go watch a baseball game. It's just a good time. And, again, it's the Clarendon Chamber Connection. We want to say thanks to Fine Services, Brian Fine, PCSB, and Farm Bureau, Elizabeth Davidson, for making our visit possible. Certainly enjoy it. And thanks to Rod for visiting with me this morning.
A frost advisory for the country sunshine.